Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Another day, another week with the chat reel with Billy and friends on the Caribbean Radio on the Knowledge Station. We have our show today is going to consist of some controversial aspects of the Mermaid, Little Mermaid, and we need to actually kind of discuss it. There was kind of an outrage in a small, I don't think it's really a small town, but a small little city somewhere that had an outrage because the Little Mermaid was, you know, color, you know, of course, Halle Berry is actually playing that. Or not playing, but actually is speaking behind the character. So I was kind of doing a little bit of research and history of it, you know, and kind of, it, to me, it makes no sense to have these kind of issues over a cartoon that actually is basically for kids. And, you know, nothing in today's world surprised me at all on why these are such a big issue in these days. So I'm going to put it out there. And TJ, what is your thoughts and thinking on this particular situation? Because we've got a lot of things going on in the world. It's just one thing after another, and it's always an issue of racism. And we have to look at things differently and come outside of the racial concept, you know. And we have to actually build bridges to stop the separation between whites and blacks. Because at the end of the day, the majority of us are humans at the end of the day. Some of them are just not, they're soulless. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Well, Billy, you know, I have four daughters. And when The Little Mermaid, the original one, came out in VHS, you know, we bought the videotapes. We bought them out, Lilo and Stitch, all of them. I mean, you know, whatever was out. It's a non-issue. It's just like when Disney did the movie, remember the Princess Frog, the Princess and the Frog. The princess, right, was a real girl of color, was a, you know, princess of color. And I didn't see any outrage then, so where is all this outrage coming from? I just don't understand it. I welcome it. So what, it's a character, it's a cartoon character. You know, I mean, who gives a great, you know, or to quote the Flintstones, who gives a great kazoo about it? Just, it's a character in a storyline of a cartoon. And
right,
it's an enjoyable,
right,
cartoon for kids. I just don't understand why is there always a negative? Why do you got to put a negative on things? And the negative is always on the issue of race or color or a person of color. You know, why is that always a negative? You know, nobody did anything wrong, but automatically it's negative. I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, kids enjoy it. It's a cartoon. You know, who gives a flying?
Well,
I mean,
I would say
enjoyed it. They enjoyed watching that and they have kids, and they enjoy watching the new one. I mean,
great. Well,
I would say
this.
It's a non-issue to me. I just don't understand it. Just narrow-minded people. Dr. Denise, what do you think?
I think it's foolishness because it is a mythological character. I was sharing one of my friends, I'm not going to say their name, that, you know, this was legends also in Africa, the mermaid, before it was made famous in Holland. I think that little girls and of every color, skin tone. I like the original Ariel with the red hair, but I love the African-American version of Ariel. And my thing about it is that little kids, no matter what skin color they are, even if they made a Hispanic Ariel, Little Mermaid, or a Chinese Little Mermaid. It shouldn't bother anybody. But I know that all the time when it's a black something, a black this, a black that, it bothers people for some reason. It's like a silent competition. Blacks are different, you know, a little bit different than everybody else. It's always criticism, always, hey, if you know that if anybody imitate you this way or that way, that your guys are going to get mad. But people don't realize that blacks have been oppressed unlike any other race on this planet too before. So I don't know, the whole race thing is bothersome because, to be honest with you, to some degree everybody has had been oppressed. But the thing about it is when something and black history or America, for some unknown reason, when if it was a white character that is used to portray a black person, nobody really says anything. And when a black character is going to portray a white character in fiction or reality, people, they stand up and say anything, say everything. But one thing people don't realize is that, remember the Lone Ranger?
Yeah,
based
the
on
Lone
Bass
Ranger,
Reeves. Marshall Bass,
Bass
yep.
Reeves, they did not ever know that that Lone Ranger, that the white guy that played the Lone Ranger and the white guy playing the Indian guy, they never knew that the Lone Ranger was a black person, and nobody said anything. Nobody got offended in a black, as far as blacks are concerned. And so now this Little Mermaid issue, just because they give Ariel a different skin tone, I think it's good. They have a white Ariel, and then they have a black Ariel. I think it's good. You know, all the racists jumped out of the closet and start, hey, mermaids are white. I never really knew of a mermaid really having a color. Anyway, they could have been green or blue or purple. I don't know. But it's just totally ridiculous how everybody has taking this, and your closet racists are the main ones that are sitting there attacking this girl for playing this role, which is really ridiculous. Because as I remember growing up as a little kid, when they had these Barbie dolls and these Cher dolls, this is what I had. I had a Cher doll, I had a Hispanic Barbie doll, and I had a black doll, Malibu Christine, and they made that doll really, 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 really dark among all the dolls. I was happy to have that. I was happy to have that little doll. I was happy to have a little doll. Cause it was like, oh, somebody that is close to me, that looked like me, you know, and this is what I think the little kids, they need this.
You're so right.
I'm sorry to say
growing up, I always thought they should have had a black Ken doll, but they never had a black Ken growing up. You know, they had Malibu Christie, but you know, where was the brother?
Right.
I've seen it now. They do have it now. They have it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the thing. And they do this intentionally on situations like that because you know it's always an epic situation when they depict people of color, especially black people, that you know, when you have something like that in commercial marketing, it's like, well, we'll bring out this black doll, but she doesn't have a man. You know what I'm saying? It's some kind of little signal. But let me tell you, this is the distraction part of it. It has nothing to do with color whatsoever. It's a mastermind plan to get people to separate so we don't get to the truth.
Yep.
That is what the whole issue is, bottom line.
Divide and conquer.
You know, I mean, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. Yeah, because this is something that's been done for centuries. You know, just to take and bring the religion stuff to actually take and separate you, and in the color situation to separate you so they can do whatever they're doing behind your back. You know what I'm saying? So this has got to stop. People got to wake up and see this is a conditioning. It's a brainwashed conditioning that we have been getting through media, through television, You know, I mean, every aspect you can think of. You can be on your phone and all of a sudden you're talking about something and that product pops up. You know what I'm saying? It's all about control for these soulless beings. And I put it the way it is, whether people like it or not, you got some soulless beings that's running this planet. And a lot of people don't want to hear it, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Truth is truth.
You know what, Billy?
Truth
really?
Is truth.
What gets me is everybody want to meet some aliens. Or, you know, everybody want to go to heaven. Everybody want to meet angels. But do people realize that angels, well, I don't call them aliens, but I call them angels. Do they realize that those beings are different sizes, different colors, different wings?
Well,
they don't look like they themselves. They don't have two arms, or two eyes, legs. And if everybody is on this kindergarten thing about racism, how are they going to meet some other beings that are different from they themselves if they don't get along with they themselves? Because the only differences is maybe the skin tone, maybe the hair texture. Everybody have, I don't care what color you are, some people have coarse hair, some people have really tight curl coils like we do, some people have straight hair. The only difference is the skin color, and if they can't get over that, how do they figure, and this is the believers who believe in God, how do you figure you're going to get along with the angels that he has? Some of them have six wings. Some of them have wheels for feet. Some of them have two wings. Some, you know, eyes. I'm talking eyes, six eyes, before and behind. You know, all of these things that they say. Okay, how are they going to? They won't be able to if they're on the kindergarten thing of, oh, your skin tone is different from mine. Oh, your skin tone is, you know, your hair is different from mine. Your eye color. Next thing you know, if everybody was the same, the eye color thing would go into effect. Ooh, the people with brown eyes, you are inferior to the ones with the green eyes or whatever have you. That's my thought.
Well, this is the whole thing. You know, that's a distraction. And nobody's opened their mind up to actually figure this thing out. You know, when you look at constant stuff going on a daily basis, they're actually up in the game now. They're up in the game, and that's what they're doing. And the more you stay deceived, and when we get to the angel situation, you can run into an angel anytime. And they also are in human form. They can form into human form. So you never know who you might be talking to. But at the same token, people have to step away from what is not reality from what we're seeing, all the stuff that's going on in this world. It's just not reality. When you're seeing all the younger kids being taught this perverted stuff, it's not a normal world. And everything is against what's right is wrong, you know, and what's wrong is right. It's that twisted thinking, a deception of the devil. That's basically what it is. Or if you want to call him Satan or whatever you want, or evil entity, however you want to phrase it,
right.
You know, but that's exactly what it is. So how do we deal with that? I mean, we just got to keep on preaching to people to open your mind up and think that other possibilities are there. You know, is it possible that there are some soulless people? Yes, it is. You know, is it possible that there's angels and devils? Open your mind up and look around you and see exactly what you're seeing in this day and time. It's been shortly, slowly creeping up on day by day. I noticed one thing. I noticed it seems like the days go faster than they ever have, you know, like you just don't have enough time, you know, because we're at the end of the road. So, you know, like I said, you know, we gotta wake up the people. So we're going to be doing a lot of different things at this point in time on changing things up. So, you there?
Oh, you
okay?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
You were.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if you look at life back 20 years ago, it was nothing like this, but the program was still implemented. We just didn't see it because they have a diabolical plan at the end of it all, because they're gonna massless thing, all these different things that's happening around the world, is the doings of these beings. And people want to think, like, you think that hurricane was just something of nature? You know, they got all kinds of stuff. All the technology, they're probably at least 500 years ahead on technology. So they're controlling things. They're controlling the weather. A lot of people don't believe that, but that's what's happening. They're also doing the population control. And that affects everybody. Doesn't affect just black people. Because evilness don't like anything. They don't like anybody. So anybody thinks they're going to have a good relationship with somebody evil.
Evil is the
Lord
of good. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ, it's just like you said, DJ, divide and conquer.
Yep, divide and conquer. The old advertising thing, you know, like we have so many TVs for sale at this special TV, but by the time you get there, the five TVs they had at the special rate are gone, and they say the upper, the higher priced ones, the old bait and switch, divide and conquer.
Now we have another person that Billy, the person that you told me with it, that's coming on with us.
Al Bracey.
All right, this is our other filling in host. He's gonna actually be on the series because I think we're kind of growing, and I think that all the conversations that we're going to have on this station is going to be beneficial to every listener, and it's just not going to be a one-sided station. We're going to talk about everything. So, Elle, thank you for joining us. And, you know, we were talking about the Little Mermaid and just talking about the conditionings of how the media and how the world is operating with separation. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to be smart enough to wake up to understand this has been a program and it's been established thousands of years ago. You know what I'm saying? Everything's a playbook.
Yeah.
If you're a coach and you got a football team, you have a playbook. Every game is not the same plays. They have different plays. So they go according to the time.
Right.
They go according to the time. Okay, it's time to implement this. You know, it's time to implement that. So that's where we're at. But with the like I was talking earlier, all of us were saying that, you know, skin of color has nothing to do with it at the end of the day. Either you got a soul or you don't have one. Bottom line.
There you go. That's right. That's right, Bill.
That's right.
Yeah. Either you're on Team A or you're on Team B, and that's how they want you. And the Team A's want to be Team A's, and they don't want anybody from Team B even to sniff around them, and they try to push them away and keep them away.
Right. And that's the thing. So, I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, we're trying to go through this situation, and then we can kind of go into some other other conversation. But what do you think, Elle? I mean, you think that I'm on Team, when I say this, you know, I said, you know, that's why I feel that I'm basically my feelings feel like that is what's going on in this world. So, what's your thoughts?
Okay, I got to say I have to apologize. I had to take bad news. He's an artist from the Sir Charles Jones camp.
What was that?
Airport Run. And so please, you know, forgive me.
Yeah.
Been a little late. What I think is that the mermaid happens to be Aborigines. I don't like to use the term black. That's really the case, right? That she happened to be black. Is that correct? Okay.
Right.
Aborigines. Yeah. Indigenous. I think that. Okay. Let's put ourselves in the other people's mind. Let's give a mindset for them how they feel about it. They feel like this is theirs, the same way they feel like the Oscars, because they had problems like with we coming in invading the Oscars. Say like you took over basketball, you took over football, now you took over golf and tennis, now you want to take over the Oscars, now you want to take our mermaids. They feel as though they're being attacked in a sense. When you
right.
when you
right.
I have to be the other side of consciousness. So they feel like, okay, everything we do, they do. But check this out. When we come up with music and they steal the ideas, when we come up with inventions and they steal ideas, they don't see what they do, but they see what you do, and it affects them. I sort of feel as though, even though the mermaid came in, but the people that was behind the whole situation happened to be the same ones in industry that did the first mermaid, Little Mermaid. So I'm saying all that to say that we're going to have emotions. There's always going to be some separatism, whether we want to accept it or not. It's like you have to deal with independent and being on your own. I think that when we follow people and think that everything that they do is right, these are the results that we're going to get. We are creative minds. We can create all things. And I'm not saying that we should step out the box, because they had the problem with that little Annie. It was, when Annie came out, it was a white one, then it was a black one with Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
There's always going to be some disagreement, and some people are going to feel like they're being disrespected because that's their own. But we have that dominant part about us as to where, even though you've probably taken way more than what the little bit that we take from you, and you are really very sentimental about it, we had to eat it. So I guess you would have to eat this too. We're coming
right.
out with little Annie. We're coming out, like I'm saying, with sports. We're coming out the women. If you look at our women today, the indigenous woman, the original woman, is really stepping up her game. I mean, our sisters are coming out with a higher level of all things, and the world is starting to see that and starting to appreciate her gifts, her talent, her spirit. And I know I'm talking too long, y'all, but because I'm on the freeway.
No,
you're
all right.
You're
all right.
But we are coming up in all things. Now, is that a blessing from the Creator that it's really our time to shine and take over? Maybe. We have to ask ourselves, just like they want to rewrite history and write us out, it's almost like we're doing the same thing in their movies and their sports and things that they do as well. So it's really our fight, and some things we're doing so spiritual that we won't understand it, even though they understand it, but they do know how it feels to have yourself taken. When you talk about jazz, when you talk about blues, when you talk about R&B, now you know how it feels to be robbed, feel like you're being robbed. So really that's why I'm at, because I understand it's going to be an unbalance either way. But we do need to be more independent, and like we're talking about the music, we got to be independent distributors in this music and the movies as well. We have to learn to control our destiny. And I think that this shows how gifted and talented that we are, in a sense, because even though you may have the Annies and the mermaids and all that, but we can still come back and put that character just as good and 10 times as more beautiful. That's my take.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted
I totally
to let
agree.
You know, when you were saying that, the mermaid was actually not stolen. There is, every June 25th, it's a festival
uh-huh.
day of a powerful water goddess in African mythology. And her name
okay.
was Mami Wata. Or Mambu Muntu in Swahili. Mami Wata means mother water. She is a water deity or a mermaid. So in all actuality, the original Danish story from, you know, they say that it was from Europe. The original Danish story of mermaids, it actually came from Mamiwata. And Mamiwata is an African legend, okay? It's existed for like 6 centuries, okay? And then some people started calling these things mermaids. But from what I gather, it was like a mermaid is a mythical creature and a goddess. But at the same time, when people see these things, they had these guys doing work in Tanzania. They were on a new project. They were trying to build something. And they said that this thing, this woman-looking fish thing, came jumping out of the water. It scared the workers. It was always a evil omen when people were seeing these things. So I wanted to add that the mermaid originally it was not stolen from them. They had gotten that mythology from Western Africa.
Ain't that something? Now that's good. That's good knowledge. I'm glad that I called in and got that education. Because you know that the Statue of Liberty always was a sister, you know, the original Statue of Liberty. And so it just seemed like they continue to steal things and we're learning. But when they steal it, they more so feel they own it. It's ours, just like this land. This is our land, you know what I mean? So, that is some great education. I did not know that. And I'm glad that we're having this conversation. So we can fill in those that information that a lot of people is missing.
Right.
But at the same
and
time, this
what
is what I
want to
come
know.
Back and say.
We need to know
this
these things.
This is something
you know
I
want to
come
because...
back and say. It's not so much whenever there is like a skin issue or a race issue. It's not so much as the racism. The racism, it just starts. When people, they start being prideful of themselves and they start not appreciating the differences that God made us in. It's not so much the racism, but when the racism surfaces, it's good to point these things out. Because me personally, I don't believe that nobody is superior to anybody. It's just that when people go saying, oh, you stole this from me or this is mine, you know, we need to even out the playing field because this is just my thought. At the same time, people are talking about, oh, I want to meet a space alien. I want to do this. I want to meet that person. I want to reach out to beings that are beyond our world. How are you going to do that when you are hating on somebody else because they got a different skin tone than you? I don't get it. And I never will get that. That's what I don't get about racism. I think racism, it lines in the lines of people being jealous of each other, too. I mean, people should appreciate that God, he made this world. When he made this world, he made us with differences. If we were all the same, it would just be totally boring because there are different beings. There are different beings. There are beings that look different from me and you. And how are people going to say, oh, I'm your friend? Because they're going to say, oh, this one, it has one wing and this one has six. Oh, you got 6 eyes. You got two. You got three. Oh, you're going to be better than that person because you are superior because you got 6 eyes in the back of your head or you got two in front of your head. That's my thing. That's why I don't – it is a distraction. I don't get – you know, I don't want to get caught up in the race thing because it is a distraction to divide and conquer people. That's a good way to rule over them.
Absolutely.
Well, let me interject this. I think that we have to look at it the way the system was structured and like I said, with the soulless entities, this is what they're doing. You know, you look at anything like positive and negative, you know, with an electrical situation, you can have both. You know, in this type of dynamics, in this world, you're going to have both. You got to, it's like trying to balance things out. But only the positive part of this situation overcomes because you can't get a charge without that positive. The negatives is always low level positivity.
Yeah.
And I know we all have, or negativity, not positivity, negativity. But I know we all have experienced that person that every time you see them, they got something bad to say, something happened to them, their leg fell off and what have you, you know what I'm saying? But that's just on the lower level, you know what I'm saying, of things. So that's where I see it at. You know, so let's kind of wrap this up and let's go into some other things. Unless you have something else to say, guys, you know, by all means, if you got anything to say on this topic, is there anything you want to say, Elle, or Denise?
Well, you know what? Learning from the sister about the mermaid, I love that education. I do feel that some people are more superior than others. I do feel that we are more superior than anybody. I don't think that we're all the same. But that's just a matter of opinion. But I just see different. I feel different. My love is different. My energy is different. But I get it. I still respect everyone, though. I respect you, but that don't mean that I have to agree that we're all the same, because I don't believe that. I truly don't. I believe that a lion is more stronger than a lot of other animals that's in the jungle. You know, you have different things. Some people can bring certain things to the table, and it's obvious that the way we live, even you can go in scripture, you can go with Horus, Osiris, and Isis. Those were stories by the Egyptians, but they were stolen actually by the Catholics. When you have the Jesus and the Joseph and the Mary, those are the three people they're talking about. Just the names were changed. So I'm saying that to say that, and then she proved my case again, that everything that you create, they sort of recreate it. They put a color on it, and they recreate it, and they get a patent on it. So, but I just think that, and I know, and I feel within my heart, that we are more superior people. And that's the way I live, and that's the way I'll die.
Right, right.
Well, see, that's where I differ. Yeah, that's where I differ. I mean, I think that it's a question of, like, the melanin. And see, that's the thing, I think, and I'll no disrespect, but that's the thing I think that is breaking people up, because, okay, I'm going to speak biblically speaking. When people were in the camp with Moses, when there was, as we had known and we were taught, the leprosy, their skin with that sore, it did change to a lighter tone, a lot of people, but they were still the same people. And when that sore was healed, those people were, you know, the people, they had a different way of looking. They had a different tone, but at the same time, that skin tone, it was smooth after 8 days. It was clean. They were clean. All of the people were clean. And not only that, if you believe in the story of Noah's Ark, Noah was an albino. So that's why I don't get too caught up on the race thing, because Noah, it was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah was an albino, as what me researching that history. He had skin, like lighter skin. There were a few albinos throughout that history. And it was not a division with skin tone, because that was a deception by an archaeologist that was pulling up Egyptian burial sites. The deception came through racist people, because they started dividing and categorizing nations by skin tones, when it was never done like that. It was done by whatever geographical area you live in. There were different people with different features, different skin colors, and different hair textures. That was a deception to start this supremacy in the first place. That's why all of this division, and even the even the KKK, I'm just saying that there's people who are white who feel superior, and there's also people who are black who feel superior. when you get caught up in that game from that deception that we were not divided by just the countries and the nationalities that we live in, because even in Tanzania, it is recorded that they are there's a tribe of albino people who have blonde hair, who have blue eyes, who were originally there. So that's why, you know, this archaeologist, whoever went on these Egyptian digs, he decided, oh, yeah, let me go ahead. I don't like the people that look different from me, so I'm going to divide people up in racial categories and pass it along. And then you got some in Hollywood who helped it along, and it fed and it bred hatred among races, among different people, even though there was Ham, Shem, Japheth. Those three brothers, they're not the same. We're not the same as our brothers and sisters. There is a gene that differs us from one to another. You know, yes, there's differences, but as far as superiority is concerned, me, myself, I leave that up to the God I believe in. I believe he's superior to all, because all of us, we were made in his image. And if we're made in his image, each and every one of us, our differences is, you know, it's a part of that. That's just me. But that's okay. Me. Well, TJ, what you thinking?
Let me kind of piggyback on that. Now, when you talk about separation, I want to ask you a question, but I want to also talk about separation. Separation, there are women and there are men. Do you believe that you are the image of a man? I'm just asking that because at that time, too, the women just wasn't the one to clean the house and all. She was getting her respect as a goddess on earth, just as though the man was too. When we put a woman in a position as to where she's second class, and then like I hear you say he, you know, when now is he a spirit or is he a man? When you use the term he.
If we're made in the image of God, if we're made in the image of God, and it's, you know, he made him. If you go into Genesis, he refers he, him. Adam was a single being, okay? And when Adam was created from the dust and the nostrils of God's nose, Eve, she was created because he couldn't find a suitable mate among the animals. And she was created. He took the rib out of the man, which is a woman is a man with the womb. None of us, we are different. The only difference is the sexual part. A woman can carry the child, but at the same time, again, that's the difference we have to have. There has to be a feminine part, and there also has to be a male part. There is
but
no,
woman has
how
both
can
parts.
You reproduce?
A woman has both parts. Denise, a woman has both parts.
And,
okay.
Right. And the thing about it is, though, that in the beginning, though, and he created man in the beginning, some say the men in the beginning had both parts until the woman was taken out of the rib to be a helpmeet to him. So, Al, that right there.
Okay.
Well, they say
okay.
That's what they say.
You know,
but let me tell you this. You have 3,000 Bibles. Those 3,000 different opinions, 3,000 versions of it. So how do you know that what you were reading was correct?
How do you know what you're reading is correct? Touche.
No, I don't. What I do is I truly, honestly, I don't believe everything in the Bible.
You don't? Then that's
no,
it.
Not
all right
no. No, I really don't believe the Adam story, because when you really look at it, Adam, it was, in some Bibles it said he has two wives. Eve was the second wife. Couldn't handle the second wife. Then if he bit the apple, he is the weaker of the two sexes, of the male and female, because what'd he do? He bit the apple. And then what happened? He raised sons. One killed the other. He wasn't even a good father. So that story to me of Adam, I don't see that.
Well, see, Lilith was the first wife. right. supposedly to Lilith. Yep, it was Lilith. So,
right.
yeah, that's you know, that's a lot of things that has to be explained because we don't know how much this Bible was tampered with. You know what I'm saying? So you got all these different Bibles with all the construct of every part of the original Bible, so they say. So what do we believe? We have to open our eyes up and see and look deep into it and not take for granted that this is the ultimate truth. You know, I mean, you got to look at how things are in that Bible. I know the first the First Testament was an angry God. That was an angry God in the First Testament. Because I remember as a kid in Bible school, that was he was a very angry God. So are we dealing with some other entities involved in this whole situation? You know?
Well, see, that's the thing with me because, I mean, if there is something that you need explaining from the living God, the true one living God, you go into prayer and you ask him and he'll show you what you need to know.
Absolutely.
If there's a question about any part of that Torah, any part of that Bible. And me, I have that evidence within myself and I do believe in all of it from the beginning to the end. You know, it's to each his own. Everybody on a different level. But me,
But you
I wouldn't say I don't
this.
Believe
you gotta,
what I read
because
I confirmed it in my spirit.
You got to understand this, that it was tampered with from the very beginning, from the Romans and the Greeks.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that created all this stuff. So how can you trust people that have been oppressors for years that all the information, I'm not saying, you know, all the information is corrupt in the Bible. I'm just saying how you trust that the Romans and Greeks, you know, that actually put this stuff out there along with religion. I mean, you got to look at all these things in general because I've been searching and searching,
you
know.
I want to say this, that the text from years to years, of course, yes, some things have been changed and some things have been taken out and taken away. Just the same as I want to say to my brother Al, the superiority thing as far as, now, you were born in the United States, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Al? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Even each one of us, even though I know that, you know, there's, you know, people who have the feelings of superiority, but I'm saying that everybody in the United States is a mod podge, okay? There is not one African-American person that is 100% black, okay? Everybody is mixed. You have a white ancestor. Okay, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, your knowledge came from your black ancestor, some knowledge came from your white ancestor. You do have white people, you know, there's your blood. If you are African-American, you mixed with some. You're not 100% African.
I don't believe that. I believe some people are natural.
Research.
I don't believe that. No. I know that for a fact. Now, what I do believe also is that we as humans, as you're saying from the albino, I don't think that we are the only ones on this planet. I do believe that they are reptilians. I do believe Neanderthals.
Yeah,
I do believe that we are not the only people on this planet. And those are the ones that really divided us.
Yeah.
So that they can take over this land and everybody else's land too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
you know,
possible? Is it possible that maybe it was intentional for them to steal the stuff from Kemet and hide all the information, the true information, and just write that with some truths and some, you know, other situations? Do you think at some point in time that could be a possibility? I mean, I have to look at people that have been oppressors, and I know that the Africans have also suppressed the people too. I get it, but when you go back to the beginning, you have to deal with who structured that. Who gave the word for them to say, okay, it's all good now. We took and wrote this, and then all of a sudden everybody else takes from that Bible. And, well, I don't like this. And they pull that out. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is what really happened. All the truth is in the original, what the higher God put. It's in the original. And they just took what they wanted to make people feel good about certain things. But then you look at all the other things that's in the Bible. Some of them are controversial things. You know what I'm saying? And I can't think of one right now, but I've read it and seen something, you know, different situations in that, you know.
Well, you're right, Bill. So, there's many different Bibles. There's the Gideon Bible.
Yeah.
There's the King James Version. So who's to say King James didn't add or take out something like you said?
But I'm saying that, too, is it an acceptance of the Kemet? Is that the all in all for Al? I mean, how do you know that what you believe is the truth? I want to know that.
Well, okay, this is what I truly believe. I truly believe I have a bond with the Creator. And even when I pray now, I pray to the Mother and Father because I came from both. I just didn't come from just the Father, you know. And I say that to say, when I have a personal bond, that is why, even though I'm an Israelite, I don't go to Israelite camp. I have a personal bond with the Creator, like you. When you say you pray, and that's the way you see it, I see it the same way. I pray like you, the same way, but I'm not going to believe things that's like it's in front of me. I don't believe in the Immaculate Conception, you know. I believe what I see. Now, when you say that the woman came from a man's rib, I watch my children come out their mother. And I'm saying to myself, you know, that I never said, and I don't believe in, like, magic like that. And I'm not going to let nobody, like, bamboozle me or bamboozle my mind. I have to go by in this life, the only life that I have, I'm not going to let just anything and anyone, like, control my mind. When I got
somebody's
common sense,
at the door.
And I used my common sense. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's at the door.
Somebody's at the door.
Okay. Come on in, caller.
Come on in, caller. What is your name?
Oh, blessings. How are
you?
This is Queen.
Hey,
how are
you?
How are you? This is Queen.
How you
Glad
doing?
Glad to have you on.
I am wonderful. How are you all?
Great.
You're doing great.
Great.
We're having this having Excellent. A great debate here, so you can, you know, you can feel free to chime in, and Al, pick up where you left off, and then Denise can take over, or TJ, or you can enter.
Oh, yeah,
also.
TJ, I'd like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I would just say that when it comes to, it could be scripture, it could be anything, you still have to use your own logical common sense. Because we know that if the Bible been manipulated, then you got to see, like, what you feel makes sense to you, even though we are all different. And that's the beautiful part of it. And certain things that I don't see, I know that Denise got my back, that she'll see it. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
So with Queen.
Yeah.
Queen, you would have my back too, right? So if I don't see it, you will see it. Even if I don't accept it at that time, it don't mean that it didn't penetrate in my brain that I can see it a little later on to say, oh, that's what the Queen, that's what Denise was talking about. You see what I'm saying? So you are planting seeds. We are planting seeds in each other.
If you
with knowledge.
Al, if you look around you, metaphysically speaking, everything that you see around you is a complete miracle, and people can call it magic because everything,
right.
Your consciousness, your soul, your spirit, your body, that is a miracle in itself. So for me, it's not far-fetched to believe that in the beginning that God, he created the heaven and the earth, and from nothingness, he created it out of. He took it from the sound of his voice and created it into something. That is not a feat for me to believe that, because just as you, when you say, when you believe in the Kemet, that you have identified it for yourself, you have done it because of your faith. That's the same for me. It's my faith. that helped me to believe it. And then as I had faith, God started to show me that, hey, look, what's truth and what's lies. You know, you get what I'm saying. So,
right.
No, we are
now,
not.
Now, let's hold this. Let's hold this for
it.
A commercial break. PJ, what you got lined up? We'll be right back. Don't lose your thoughts.
Don't go
to
West
Wing. What do you got
for us, PJ? All right. I'm still here with you.
Okay.
You're on the Caribbean Radio Show with Billy and Friends in the chat reel with the real chat. Coming up, we've got Tom Brown, Funkin' for Jamaica, Anthony Hamilton, and Third World. Stay right, information coming at you. We'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Around the world. We are a support.
gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy.
And we're back. We are back. And such a great song, TJ. Thank you for that. Back to the conversation.
Anthony Hamilton,
yes. And I'd like to get back to the topic at hand. Is the Queen on still?
Yes, still I'm still here. Blessings.
Okay. Okay, great. So we're back to people are just catching up. We had a topic of the Little Mermaid earlier. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're on the biblical part of things, and we're just trying to have an open debate on people's thoughts. And how the Bible was constructed. So we just want to be open about it, and it's a good debate. It's a good debate because sometimes somebody might get something out of it. So let's go back to the last part of this debate. And I know you had chimed in on something, Queen. Was there anything that you want to say?
Well, I was just listening in to everyone's views and interpretations with their journey and path to ascension, and that's what I considered a journey and a path to ascension, and you know, and listening to everyone. I'm not myself a believer in religion. I believe that religion was established to enslave and to bind our people. It is a tool that was established for mental slavery. The Bible, when I look at this book they call the Bible, first we got to understand that those words are not English words. Bible means, holy means whole, and Bible means book. And that's the first lie they told you, because it's not the whole book. And anything that should be of the Most High's word should never have man's signature or his version of the story.
I agree.
The Most High has to tell us is simply for us. We are our own Bibles. We are our own books. And our inscription and our commandments that is charged over us in our time of conception is different than everyone else's. So we are the book of life. Everything and everything, any information we need to know is written inside of us.
It's all metaphysics.
It's the science of life. Nothing is by chance. And when you understand the establishment of life in a non-sectarian fashion, then it will limit the confusion of what we have today in today's society, in an attempt to really free themselves from shackles that were placed on them subconsciously. So as a studier of metaphysics, I've studied metaphysics for over 30 years. I've studied theology, astrology.
I'm a doctor of metaphysics. And what my thing is about this whole thing is that, if a person don't believe in the Bible itself, you know, you're going to get into different other kind of books, you know, because I grew up, of course, it is not for me, not mental, mental bondage. Everything that I believe in as far as the Bible is concerned, Queen, I had to pray and kind of have faith and ask, hey, is this true, you know, to the one God that I believe in. And that's how I come to my realization, my identification with everything. Because in the beginning anyway, I would not tell anybody who don't believe the Bible. You can't really, I mean, it's no, you know, no, it's not words.
Well,
it's, you know,
hold on, let me
it's
stop
a lot
you
of
quick.
Faith
let
that
me,
you have
you
to have in God. What was that?
Can I say something real quick? I just want to interject.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep over talking.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject in what you were saying regarding that piece that you were just saying. And see, and this is where we get so off track and off balance that is when we get into the concept, one, to believe, because to believe anything is to have doubt. We must know without a shadow of a doubt. So you have to know. We have had established inside of us is belief. See, we have been placed into, cell transfer is powerful. See, we have been passing down the slavematic cell transfer since bondage. See, we were freed physically, but mentally, we still continue to pass down the Willie Lynch concept. We still continue to pass down masters, way of thinking, masters, way of believing. Don't forget that when we were freed and this so-called freedom that they gave us came with stipulations. and we were placed into institutions, understanding that we still searching, the Aboriginal man is still searching for itself, because the Aboriginal man was taken from himself. See, when we were taken into bondage and in slavery, everything is a mystery now as we search back for ourselves. Because you have to understand, when we was brought over here on this ship they called Jesus, because we know in the Hebrew alphabet there was no J's. So where did this Jesus come from? We have to understand where they took the tongue from us, where they took the tongue from us, where they took the memory, where they beat us. They beat our ancestors until they denied who they are. They beat them until they forgot who they were, until they forgot their native tongue, their native ways, their native God, their native worship. And they instilled in them everything that was of them and from them was evil and wrong and witchery, and instilled in them a belief and a concept of goddessry. When they gave you this Lord,
okay.
See, there's many Lords. You got Lord John Smith. You got Lord. There's many gods.
But,
there's a
okay,
God
queen,
of money. There's a God of love. There's a God of greed.
I want to say
something. God goes by many
if
names.
Okay. Yeah, I want to say something, okay? As far as the Bible is concerned, we all know, as far as in what's written in there, Adam, he was taken out of the dust and the ground. And it says soil from Mesopotamia, which is...
I don't believe that.
It's from Africa, the Torah, the Bible, you know. Everybody,
Africa
every
is not
being
really
that
Africa.
Is on this earth, the human beings are from Africa itself. So, I mean, if you
human
go look
beings
at
are
the
from
map,
everywhere.
Pishon, all of the rivers, all of the everything... Those things were taken from Africa itself. Even the Ethiopians have the oldest Bible. So, see, that's why, for me, it's kind of hard because, I mean, if you're African-American, too, you're going to be mixed. They're African-Americans are mixed with.
I'm not an African-American.
You know,
I am an Aboriginal.
Mixed with.
I am an Aboriginal Asiatic.
Well,
I'm not an African-American anything. See, they divide us. They keep us confused.
Exactly.
See, I am an Aboriginal. I am an Aboriginal, Asiatic
any,
Aboriginal woman. I am not
racial,
black
racial
as a color.
Relatives?
See,
do you have any?
We
any
have to first break the mental
were,
stereotypes.
Know, different races.
We have to. We don't. We have to break the
do
mental stereotypes.
Any, oh well, no. I'm just asking general question. No disrespect. Do you have any relatives that, even though we have that history of slavery, which I don't take away from that, that you know, it was wrong and it was a mind conditioning thing, but do you have any relatives that are other than black? Because not all African Americans are
100%
African.
That
black Americans are not 100% from Africa or wherever, or Aboriginal.
See,
I mean, even the Aboriginal, even
there is
the Indian, There is a mixture.
There's no such thing. There's
no
such
thing.
Thing
as a mixture? Okay.
No, there's no such thing. See, this is, again,
okay,
this is
so
where
no
we come into the mental slavery, where we come into the hypnosis that has been placed upon us, that is guiding us in their way. See, again, in that book say, the book also tells you, see, I call it a book because it's written by man. It's not written by God, and we cannot prove to this day that that was God's word. But we do know that God's word
well,
does
then, where does the Kemet doctrine come from? Where does the Kemet doctrine
where does
come
what?
From? Because, I mean, the Kemet, the Egyptian belief.
The original, if you search and research, you will find that the original book has no scriptures. If you search, you will find the original Hebrew
where did they get it
book
from?
That was place of worship upon us. Okay, was not a book that said God anything that God told you to do or anything. This book is strictly symbols and incantations that come with them. See, we put two incantations. See, when you pray,
you
speak an incantation.
Your ancestors, they could pass down things orally, and this is what I'm saying. This is the way the Torah was passed down. There's an oral
Just
Torah,
just because something's
and then
passed down
Torah.
Does not make it right. It does not make it right. It does not make it fact. And it does not make it correct just because it was passed down. They take away that there was more than one Adam and that there were more than one Eve. And Adam and Eve were not persons. They were cells. They were cells of evolution. And that's why the evolution of man comes in multiple forms, because there were more than one Adam and there was more than one Eve.
Queen, do you believe that there is one God?
I don't believe anything. I know what I know. I don't have no doubt in anything that I know. To believe leads me away from my journey. I must know and be sure when I take my first step. I don't have any belief in anything that has been placed here by man. Everything that I need is already inside me. The book, we have to also understand that book wasn't around and brought upon us until, what, the 1700s. In this time, they gave this in place, this book of instruction. But if you really research that book of instructions, you'll find that that book is a book of codes formulated by the Masonic order. It's a book of codes. It's a code.
Okay, and
that must
book,
be the code.
What is this?
The book
because
that you call the Bible.
That's what I'm getting. I mean, I'm getting that
it's a book of codes.
There's a belief in
and
another
that same book,
but it's
that
not
can
a
free
belief
you can
in the
also
Bible, the Torah.
Find you. They're all
okay.
Bibles. I don't care what name you call it. You can call it the Quran. You could call it the Torah. You could call it what you want. It's still a Bible. It's still a book of instruction written by man. I don't care what form.
See, that's the point.
They
I
try to bring
as
it
far as a personal, a person's convictions with confirming what they see, like, no, I'm not religious, but I do know that if I'm reading something, and it's just, you know, even with the toddler coming up from, you know, knee high to adulthood, I mean, that toddler, in order to grow, that toddler has to feel and put things in its mouth in order to assess it, you know, to confirm everything. And, you know,
my understanding of
the Bible, it was an inspiration from a spirit. God is a spirit. And it's an inspiration from him given to the people that do exist that he created in his
God
image.
Is
but that's my belief.
Energy.
And I know that.
God is a metaphysician, you should know that God is an entity of energy. As a metaphysician, in metaphysics, we understand the entity of energy, not spirit.
Spirit. He's a spirit.
Not spirit, but energy.
Well, I do know as a metaphysician, because I'm not like all the rest of the metaphysicians, I'm not like a metaphysician that goes into tarot cards or anything else like that. It's because of my personal, you know, experiences. But I do know
I studied psychology, metaphysics, astrology, and theology. I'm a practicer of my craft for over 30 years. I'm a practitioner of my craft. And we know when it comes to metaphysics, you cannot, one, if you attempt to decode or bring any kind of understanding with that book they call the Bible, you must have a certain amount of knowledge of metaphysics, and you have to have a certain amount of knowledge of
metaphysics
of,
is beyond physical.
Theology
that's
in order to really, spirituality in order to really
it's
interpret it
physical.
Correctly. Because
book,
when they put it together, they put it together with multiple scholars and interpreters. They said it took to put that book together. And if it took multiple scholars and interpreters to put that book together, what makes you think or me think or anyone think one of us can decipher it alone?
But see, that's the thing, Queen, because I think that what it is just a total basic belief. If a person don't believe in the Bible, they're not going to accept that Bible or that Torah or whatever the book is. They're not going to accept it as true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think
it's a tool
that,
to mislead us from believing in the power that exists inside of us. That book also says, know that ye are gods. but they want us to place the power of invokement that we have to materialize and to dematerialize the things in our life.
They want to take that.
Wait a minute. That he said in that book, did he not? When he touched that vine and he said, you know, grow no more.
He said
it withered and died. But he said you would do even greater.
When Moses flew the Red Sea.
So why do they get us to keep invoking our power into a name we know nothing about?
When Moses split the Red Sea, all of those surrounding nations that was into idolatry, he gave them the assurance. God gave them the assurance. He was a cloud by day, fire by night. He gave them the assurance that those other...
Prove it. If it cannot be proven, it is not fact.
See them as
if it cannot
God,
be proven,
not, because
it is
that
not
will
fact.
Go
you have not.
Commandment.
No one
is
proven to this day.
There is
Moses.
One guy.
No one has found any of these people portrayed in this book they call the Bible. But our ancestors, the Aboriginal ancestry, to this day can be searched and traced back all the way to the beginning of the first seal concept. But yet you want me to continue to believe in an English-British dialogue and understanding and interpretation of their God. See, this is where the confusion comes in. See, we either know or we're still believers. And if we know, then we know better than to put, because he said that we don't surrender our will to anyone but the Most High, that as is above is also below. So if everything that we have going on down here, we know the same concept applies up there. But if we continue to look at this in a biblical standpoint, that was a concept that was established to bind and control, if we continue to keep ourselves in that box, we'll never make it to the level of ascension. To truly know the truth, because we won't accept the truth. See, the mind, we have to understand the computer that we work on every day was created around the mind. It was developed around the mind. And just like you cannot put a new program into that computer unless you take certain other programs in order for it to work correctly. That's the same with the brain. In order for the brain and the mind to work correctly, you must first take the things that have been stored into the brain in order for the mind to be able to work. We have to realize we have three minds and three bodies, the astral, the physical, and the mental body. And then we also have the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
So we have to understand the three-dimensional time we're in.
Okay. I wanted to get some. Go ahead. I wanted to get an understanding. Do you believe in the Big Bang or do you believe in intelligence?
I don't believe in anything. Either I know or I don't. I don't believe in anything. Belief leads me astray.
Okay.
It leads me to doubt. It leads me unsure.
Okay.
And the Most High guided me and directed me and saying my steps should every time be sure. It should have no doubt.
But who is the Most High God?
It should be sure.
Who is the Most High God to you?
Who is the Most High God to me?
Who is the Most High God to you? Is it you yourself?
I don't. First off, God. It says my people call me by my name. God is a title. It's not a name. My people call me by my name. God is actually established by this government. God means government organized development. That's why on your money it says in God we trust.
No.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't
look
believe
it up.
That.
Don't,
I'm
hey,
sorry.
I tell see, there you go. What you
on,
believe and what I know is
I
two different things.
I'm so sorry,
research
Queen,
before
you
research
you.
Before you deny. Research
on,
before
no,
you deny.
I have researched and I do know.
I know
myself,
and
for
Master
myself,
said,
I know
Master
what
said
I
God.
And what I don't believe. And
was many gods. But when you call a name of God, which God are you calling? Because many can answer.
Go ahead, Billy. What was that, Billy?
All right, let's hold that thought. Keep everything right there. Let's go to a quick commercial. Don't leave. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show.
You,
in the chat reel with Billy and Friends. Coming up, we have Confirmation, Third World, the Gap Band. Right after this.
Thank you there, Queen. Woo.
And my bad. I don't mean to be bad. I just got to be true. I just got to be true.
Thank you.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
You're back. Okay. We had a wonderful, wonderful debate before we went, in case everybody's trying to catch up. We are doing a debate on the Bible, and it's been going really great. So I like to get back. I don't want anybody to lose their thoughts. So let's go back to what we were talking about. And who wants to start out on this? Denise or Queen? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Who's going?
You go.
Yeah. All right, let's write it out. You're on something, Queen. So go ahead.
Well, okay, you all want me to continue?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, sure. Great. All right. I don't have no problem with it. Let's do this.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. As far as the Bible concerns,
as we were talking about, this is the greatest problem that we have right now, and this is why I strongly stand on this misleading of our people is why our families are destroyed now. It's why our children are still lost now. Because that concept, that slave mentality, that religious belief has been passed on with a lack of understanding and so much confusion and contradictories. You cannot tell me a book of contradictory has anything to do with the Most High, with the Grand Architect. You cannot tell me that any book that teaches you to divide and separate. This is what I don't get.
If everything is linear, right, but everything is not the same. There's light and dark. You have to separate between the two. You have to separate the good from the evil. And, you know,
There's no such thing as good and evil. No, I do not. And as a metaphysician, you should not either. As a metaphysician, it teaches us to separate.
Well, no.
As a metaphysician, we separate from the stereotypical concept.
As a metaphysician, I do believe metaphysician simply means beyond the physical realm. I mean, it's a spiritual.
A metaphysician is one who is a studier of the science of life.
I choose as a metaphysician to
metaphysics
believe
only means the science
of
life,
own,
the study
in
of
the
life.
Bible, and what I know between beyond metaphysical and what my experience with the living God is. I do believe in the living God, and I believe in the Torah. I believe in the Bible, and nobody gonna shake me from that one because
I know that's right.
And as far as
I don't try to shake nobody from what they believe.
Everything that I had experienced with myself and learned, I pray and confirm, and I do have a relationship with the living God. And no, nobody's going to shake me.
That's beautiful. And you know, everything that I manifest and materialize in my life, I manifest and materialize that in my life through the power of the universe that has been established in me of all the elements that I am from. I am from the elements of the universe. I am from the elements of this planet. I am from the substance, and substance draws substance of its own kind. Because of these things, once I learned masonry and Eastern Star, we must learn with masonry and that this whole book actually came from a coded establishment of masonry. And we have to understand that where these codes and where these concepts came from. See, I don't need to. When you began to need someone to tell you how to, you got to read in a book. I didn't have to read in a book to tell me how to feed my child. I didn't have to read in a book because these things come already upon me. They took the book from inside of you and put one in your hand and told you to follow it and told you that this is what God said. But if God said that, he would also say it in me. These things, you cannot tell me you want to put a characteristic on God. People want to put a characteristic on God. And the minute you began to challenge that government organized development that they call God, and God we trust. See, we entrust in the government to feed us. We entrust in
the
government to supply us
the
information, the institutions, the currency. We depend on the government to protect us. We depend on the government, this government organized development, this God establishment that they instilled in us to fear and follow. They took the book out of our heart, out of our soul, and put one in our hand. They took everything and put something in our hand. And the minute you try to tell somebody, see, you cannot be a metaphysician and still be stuck on religion, because metaphysics free us from mental enslavement, frees us from mental entrapment. They cannot walk. And that's one thing about a Christian.
A Christian is talking about math. I am a metaphysician.
You remember
the
slaves back in the day on the plantation? They would sit up there and they would, you come and talk about math. They would tear you apart. Don't you dare say that's about math.
At the same time, Billy, I want you to chime in because you did have an experience with the Creator. We just did a program on the Black Jewish Queen Life chat about your experience.
Just because we have experience, spiritual angelic experiences, baby, we don't turn around and put that and give that to the credit of the Neanderthal man and his God and his God concept. See, what's wrong in your house may be right in mine, and what's right in mine may be wrong in yours. Morality comes from the establishment of our own path and direction. Everything bears its purpose.
Even the one that we call evil, man don't know anything as far as I'm concerned. It's a metaphysical God who exists.
See, that's one thing Christians love to do. Christians will defend by over-talking.
Where does substance come from? Where does the things come from? Where does rocks come from? Where does anything come from? You know that you cannot get nothing from something. You can't make nothing out of nothing. Where does all this physical stuff come from?
How can you not make nothing out of nothing? We came from nothing into something. We came from nothing into something. So you can't tell me nothing that something can't come from nothing.
How did that come into being, Queenie? How did that come into being, though? That's what I want
to
ask you. How did that come into being? Yeah. What I'm saying to you is
you didn't
that
come into being.
With
you
your
didn't
logic,
come into being
what
by
I'm
the concept
is the logic
of you didn't come into
said,
you did not
no,
come
listen,
into being
listen,
by the
Neanderthal
man's religious concept. You didn't come into being that way. You didn't come into being by his religious concept. That's not how you were established. That's not what evolution is.
I am not thinking
evolution.
About the color of
evolution
anyone or
is
anything.
Evolution.
What I'm trying
we came
to get
from
at is,
do you, if you do your
I'm
research, if you do your research, you will
is,
find that before
where,
any of these Bibles and any of these books, there was a book called the Cobra. There was a book called the Cobra Bible. You should read it.
You cannot cut him. We both
down now.
Yeah. Let's just do it, you know, let's give everybody a chance to talk. But I'm hearing both sides of this, and I know for a fact some of the experiences that I had when I had my heart transplant, some of it's unexplainable. But I do understand what everything on both sides are saying, and I have to look at both sides, and I'm getting a lot of information. Since the whole point is for us to be able to learn something from the process. Because everybody doesn't have all the answers, so we're just trying to do the debate, you know, so people that are listening, they get an idea, because they might be questioning things. They might be questioning things. So let's give each other a chance to talk, and we got about maybe about 16 minutes. Let's ride this out. Let's do about 10, and then we'll go head out. We'll take and go to a commercial after that, so. Let's go ahead and finish this up. You got 15. Let's go.
Okay. What I was trying to say was, if you could get nothing out of something, how did that nothing come into being?
Evolution. Evolution.
Pure.
It's the science of life. In metaphysics, it teaches us the science of life.
In metaphysics, it teaches us the science of life.
But for every cause, there's an effect. For every action, there's a reaction. Nothing is by chance. Okay, see, you asked me a question, but you don't allow me to answer it. I'm going to go ahead and let you talk.
Oh, no.
Because you know
it
all, so I'm going to go ahead and let you talk. Go ahead and talk. I'm listening, baby. I'm listening.
You just answered it.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
The first question you just answered.
I don't know what you mean. I'm listening. Go ahead. You preach to the choir. Go ahead,
okay, and then the second one was, oh, I forgot it. Go ahead and talk.
You didn't let me answer the first one, but go ahead.
It. Lost my train of thought. I lost my train of thought. But no, it was just a question. How
don't
do you
let
get
me, don't do that, baby. Blessings.
Nothing,
blessings.
Said,
this is all blessings, beloved. All blessings.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
I'm
it.
A master of my craft, beloved. I've been traveling for a long time, and I've been studying and mastering my craft for a mighty long time. I'm a studier of all religions. I have studied all of them. I have practiced all of them. I have indulged in every understanding, and that I may have the correct understanding. We see, we have to understand that these are all just starting points. It wasn't meant for you to stay there. It's like when you start the race. When you start that race, it's just a starting point. It's not meant for you to stay there. It's just meant for you to start
it's a
there.
Spiritual,
you know, it's a map.
It's a
map
journey
to your direction.
Everybody.
It's a compass. See, in Masonry and Eastern Star, we have a compass and a square. We have a compass and a square. And that book is a compass and a square. It's just a starting point to a destination that you must decode and find out. Or you can
be
misled.
Yes.
You can be misled. A lot of people still eat from master table.
You can
but I don't eat from master table
what
no
I'm
more.
Saying is that if you believe in the concept of evolution and the creation of all things, then that's where I'm understanding,
I believe
right?
I believe in evolution. I believe in evolution. I believe in a masculine and a feminine energy entity. The massive energy, feminine and masculine energy. Everything is energy. We are all energy. Once our energy is depleted, we transform into another level of energy. We ascend. We can either go higher in energy or we can go lower in energy. It's up to us.
And where did you get
this
knowledge from?
It's up to us. How? See, you never let me finish. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm listening, love. Go ahead, love. I'm listening, baby. Go ahead. I'm listening to you, love. Go ahead.
Where did you get your knowledge from? Just yourself or
from myself? I've been a studier. I've studied. I've been in school for metaphysics. I've been in school for psychology, theology, astrology. I'm also a supreme grand of the order. I'm a master of my travelers, beloved. I'm a master.
Oh, okay.
I don't speak unless I understand
you,
it. I know for sure. If not, I know to be silent.
Yeah. Okay.
I know to be silent.
Okay,
but see, we cannot take. We can't.
Okay.
We want to put.
Well,
we want to make everything magic. Everything is not magic. Everything is not magic.
Oh,
Some things are just alchemy.
But yeah,
some things
but
are just
I know
alchemy,
that we can
beloved.
Agree to disagree because I
it's
still
alchemy. It's
mind.
Geometry. It's alchemy.
Design.
Geometry. Chemistry. Numerology. It's not religion. It's not religion.
No.
Everything is not magic. Everything is not
stuff.
Miracle.
Al, you had a
For
point.
For me, it could be confusion.
Go ahead.
Always confusion. It's always going to be confusion when we try to make sense of a book written by
when
man.
You mix in things.
It's always going to be confusion when we lean to
simple.
The understanding of the slave master and his literature.
All right. Let's let L chime in. Go ahead, L.
Okay,
just this right quick. We met Queen. Yeah, and she's beautiful. She had a great performance last night. She put on a great
show. Oh, blessings. Blessings. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
We want to find out a little bit about you so that people, when they hear the replay of this call, that they can understand who Queen T is. So if you would just introduce yourself, we'll know some of the other things that you do.
Oh, absolutely, beloved. Blessings. Well, I'm Queen. Queen T, QT. I am the owner, founder of 720 Entertainment Studios and Radio. Will be launching soon, 720 Radio. I am also an ordained minister, and I am also a master physician, master metaphysician. So this is what I do. This is what I do.
Is there a contact information that you can give us?
You can reach me at Tzindi, TZADDI90@gmail.com. You can also find me on Till Queendom Come, as well as my page, Tzindi Faza, TZINNDIFASA. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, still building up my other social medias, but I'm still on there. I do the most of my work and followers are on Facebook right now. I do a live where I speak about these things, and I speak about a lot of things when I do my shows. I speak about real life, what's going on in real life. My mission is to free my people from, themselves. And I allow the universe, the Most High, to just, you know, guide me the best I can. So these are the things that I talk about on my shows, when I do my shows. And outside of that, in the entertainment side, I do events and shows with different artists and different arrangements. So that's how I can be reached at this present moment, you know, or I can be contacted at 224-291-7562. Reach out.
Okay, you have anything coming up?
Oh, yes. We will. Right now, I'm working on my next event. Next event will be in Las Vegas. And we're working on the event, putting together the roster with that right now as we speak. So, yes, I do have an up-and-coming event in January of this year, and I will be keeping everybody posted on it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And we're honored to have you on tonight.
Blessings. I appreciate you all for having me.
Glenn, thank you for sharing what you believe.
Blessings.
And everything.
I appreciate you all for allowing all this. I love it. Blessings to you.
And
blessings to you. And I send high vibrations and meditations that you continue to find your way in this journey. You know, we're all looking for our way out of this pool. We're all swimming in this ocean, this universal ocean, looking for ourselves. You know, we all have that starting point where we're looking for ourselves. You know, the thing is,
but
we just
can't
stay at the starting line reading that book. We have to, you know, we have to take off.
I was telling Billy this. I think everybody is on a different level, a different, you know, journey. And when the time is right, everybody is going to, see the end of that journey. They're going to understand.
One way or another.
Well, understanding is the key to all things.
When you ladies speak, you notice how we were quiet. That is why we have to respect the Elohim in you. I hate to use this term, God, but we have to understand that in women as well. That is why the men were silent, because we were obedient and we respect you.
Okay.
And we honor you. We just want you. I just want you to know that. And it's like my mother. When my mother spoke, nobody said anything. And you ladies reminded me of my mother tonight. And I love it. I love it.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate
us one.
I appreciate everybody.
Like us women, hey.
Absolutely.
I appreciate Queen for coming on. I mean, it was a real delight.
Me too.
I'd like to get you back on, and we'll start discussing some of the other projects that's going on with you. So I will get with you and we'll schedule a date, you know, and get you going. But,
I would love that.
It was really wonderful because we need these kind of open forums like this so people are not just one-sided and not understanding the perfect situations that we're in. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So they have to understand
Absolutely.
Both sides of the field. Just like I was telling Elle earlier, I says, look it, when you have a coach that has a football team or a basketball team, they don't run the same plays all the time. It's always a change. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how
Absolutely.
They learn and prosper. So you got to have both sides of the game. Otherwise,
Absolutely.
You're just out there. You know,
no matter how thin you slice it, every side has two stories, sometimes three.
That's right.
And in between them all is the truth.
Yes. So
somewhere
I
in the middle
appreciate
is the truth.
That's right.
Absolutely. As long as your truth, this is how I feel with people. As long as your truth, as long as your path, your energy truth, your energy direction is excelling you and escalating and elevating you, then hey, you do you, boo-boo. Do you. Your energy truth and your energy wave is yours to soar. And if how you have to soar on it is by whatever name you have to call to get there, then hey, do you until you can do whatever it is you need to do.
Okay.
I don't
knock
no one's pathetic belief.
Okay.
You know, until all of my people are free, I will continue to say, you know, free state of mind, free your mind, free yourself.
Okay. To me, TJ, take us to commercial. Thanks a lot, Queen. We enjoyed you.
Blessings.
Yep.
Yes.
Same to you.
Thank you all. You all be great.
Yep.
Until next Monday.
You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, the Chat Real, Real Chat, Billy and Friends. Coming back at you with some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and right after this.
From author Dr. Denise Gotatis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotatis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.